Good morning. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The day is starting with clear skies across Jerusalem and Tel Aviv. While Haifa enjoys a mild breeze, Eilat remains warm and sunny, a pleasant day to be outside for those in daylight. Here are today's headlines. First, Iran's military warns Israel of a severe response if attacks from southern Lebanon continue. This comes from Ynet's report from earlier today. Also, at the G7 summit, Egypt's President Sisi urges Israel to reconsider its plans for expanding control in Gaza. This story was covered by the Times of Israel earlier today. Also this hour, a published copy of the U.S.-Iran Memorandum of Understanding hints at ending conflicts on all fronts, including Lebanon. This report is from I-24 News. Separately, a former Mossad intelligence chief suggests Iran could accelerate its nuclear ambitions under new leadership. This perspective is from the Jerusalem Post. And finally, Iran fires missiles at Israel for the first time since the ceasefire. Axios reports that this could potentially reignite the conflict. Here's what people are saying online. Open source analyst OSINT613, writing just minutes ago, highlights a congressional provision that could complicate the Iran MOU. It involves the IRGC's status on the terror list, which remains a significant political hurdle. Mark Dubovitz notes that Admiral Cooper and CENTCOM's success in Hormuz raises questions about the necessity of the MOU. He suggests that if the final deal falters, military operations might expand. Al Arabiya English shares that preventing Iran from acquiring nuclear weapons remains a priority for the U.S., as stated by the chair of Republicans overseas. Now for more on those stories. Starting with Iran's warning to Israel, Tehran ties its stance to the ongoing U.S.-Iran negotiations, suggesting southern Lebanon is a critical point of leverage. Ynet reports this could affect regional stability and influence U.S. diplomatic strategies. Turning to the G7 summit, where Egypt's Sisi expresses concern over Israel's plans in Gaza. The Times of Israel notes that the U.S. has reportedly blocked further Israeli military actions in the enclave. This highlights the complex dynamics between military actions and diplomatic negotiations. Meanwhile, I-24 News reveals details of the U.S.-Iran memorandum. It indicates the reopening of the Strait of Hormuz and the release of sanctioned funds. This development could reshape economic and diplomatic relations in the region. On the nuclear front, the Jerusalem Post features insights from a former Mossad chief. He indicates that Iran might quicken its nuclear progress under its current leadership. This poses a significant challenge for international monitoring and diplomacy. Concluding with the missile launch from Iran, Axios warns that this escalation could unravel peace efforts. This action increases tension and the potential for further military engagement. Turning to business and markets. First, CTEC reports that Israeli warplanes were ready for a major operation against Iran. This operation was aborted last minute, revealing the ongoing military preparedness. Separately, Globes announces the closure of Pratt & Whitney's plant in Nahariya, affecting 600 jobs. This closure impacts the local economy, with some employees moving to the company's Teffen site. And finally, Ynet Business shares that Limitless Labs has raised $20 million. This Tel Aviv-based company's AI platform is enhancing precision manufacturing, with notable clients like Blue Origin and Cadillac. That's your Israel 18 News update for morning. We'll be back with more at 4 a.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.